Well, let's stay on the scene now at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, because one of UVA's newest professors joins the faculty at a moment when his background has become particularly relevant. A.D. Carson was appointed the first professor of hip-hop at the University of Virginia this summer, at a time when the city is struggling to communicate with its conservative suburban surroundings in Virginia. When Professor Carson was earning his Ph.D. at Clemson University, he worked actively with Clemson students, with the faculty and the staff there, and with community members trying to raise awareness of historic and entrenched racism at Clemson. He did it in part using art, like hip-hop. And now, after this violent weekend in Charlottesville, he turns his attention to his new university town. I spoke with A.D. Carson. He's assistant professor of hip-hop at the University of Virginia, and we talked about his reaction to what's going on around him.
I mean, it's one thing to read about these things, you know, to research and to produce scholarship, to produce art and music. It's another thing entirely when you're standing in the midst of it all, in front of, you know, in front of the statue out on the streets, and the police are in riot gear, and you've got white supremacists with weapons and helmets on, and you're staring them in the face. I think that that makes it all the more real. It makes me realize that, well, this is where I moved. This is where we are currently. This is America.
And without a doubt, this is a pretty stark contrast, right, from anything you might talk about in the classroom with students or with community members to some pretty real life if you're out there on the protest line.
Yeah, and I think that, well, my approach in the classroom has always been to use the present moment, whatever might be going on. I mean, when I was in South Carolina, when the case of Michael Slager killing Walter Scott occurred, this was what was on the screen in front of the classroom. And my question was, what do we do? How do we engage with this particular story? How might we see one another differently or see ourselves differently because of this?
What about this latest event in the context of those other things that you've seen when you get into the classroom with your kids?
I mean, I arrived at Clemson the week that George Zimmerman was acquitted for killing Trayvon Martin. And from that point forward until now, you know, they're just, and this was part of my dissertation project, which was music, but also this historical context for folks to be able to understand that music. And so you see there's this timeline of these things that have been going on across the country. And as I've been here in Charlottesville, I've been working on a new project that's very similar in scope, but very particular to Charlottesville. And so it seems eerily familiar. I mean, but far more, I guess, it's raw and it has an immediacy that maybe I didn't have, because while there was Klan recruiting on campus at Clemson, we didn't have the Klan descend upon the campus. There weren't armed militia people who were there seemingly to harm people. So I think that the approach here is going to be different for me in the classroom, in that we're going to have conversations about it. But I think that, I mean, I need to take as much care as possible to sit with the conversation about not how this isn't us, but really about how this reflects who we are, and then what do we do with that?
Let me ask you a question from the news, Professor Carson. The president, after these events on Saturday, condemned hate on many sides. Those were his words. There was some cleanup afterward from an unnamed White House spokesperson. The vice president issued some stronger remarks on a trip to Columbia last night. But the president did not call out white supremacist groups or white nationalists or the Klan or Nazi sympathizers, as others in politics have done over the last 36 or 48 hours. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that it's not surprising. And also, it's not like Trump is some kind of historical anomaly. He's not the first president who has benefited from white supremacy or white nationalism or hate groups who are dead set on the extermination of certain people in this country. And maybe it's surprising to folks that that's the case. But I mean, again, if my work is like dealing with the ways that we conveniently forget or overlook history and historical context, then I think that it's important for us to look historically at the role of white supremacy and white supremacist groups in the so-called democracy that we're living in. And if we look at that, then maybe that can be instructive for us in dealing with the current administration and the ways that this not only has been strategic for him getting votes, but ways in which it's completely unsurprising that he wouldn't condemn these particular actions, or he would say something like, you know, on all sides, or whatever it is that he said.
Well, Professor A.D. Carson, you are an assistant professor of hip hop, of course. What music's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've actually been writing. That's been the outlet for me, is to write and to record, because I try to see my way through the circumstances that are going on through my pen and whatever might come out, especially in moments like this.
Well, I know I'm putting you on the spot here. I'm curious, and I wonder if you have anything that you've written over the last day or two that you would be willing to share.
Let me see if I can find something. Yeah, here we go. See, but freedom ain't free, neither am I, and no matter where I happen to be, blink of an eye and it's over. So that red, white, and blue and that little flag is the same thing a nigga might fear when he see that flash in the mirror or hear that siren that's likely to give a fit. Have him thinking this is it. It don't matter if he resist, he was living. And if existing and feeling, having a mind and a desire to engage as a person is still a crime, then it's that. These are facts that are plain, and I'm only saying it don't matter if you think it's a game, if they think you playing regardless. Just a part of the problem is that I'm me, not willing to take a knee, standing on 2 feet since I can. No matter what the approach, how I address it, consequences will be dire if I am seen as aggressive. So if I die, and it's from that line of thought, I said freedom ain't free, and this is kind of what it costs right here.
Standing on 2 feet, Professor A.D. Carson.
Word.
A.D. Carson is assistant professor of hip-hop at the University of Virginia. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.